For generations, the Pony Express has been glamorized in westerns.
You gonna finish your run to Sacramento, Cartwright?
You bet I am.
From Bonanza to Wild Bill Hickok.
Hey! Wild Bill, wait for me!
And even a young John Wayne who saddled up in this 1936 film as the telegraph was making the Pony Express obsolete.
Right on time, Blair, as usual.
Wouldn't want to be late on my last run, Mr. Dodge. Sorry to see it end.
So am I.
At the age of 14, the most famous Pony Express rider was another Iowan, William Cody, born near LeClaire in eastern Iowa. He held the 24-hour distance record, changing horses along the way, covering 320 miles.
You had to be a teenage boy. You had to be the size of a jockey to be able to ride this many miles.
A Des Moines couple, William and Linda Coleman, are scholars on the life of Bill Cody, nicknamed Buffalo Bill since he provided bison to feed railroad workers. At the core of Cody's legend is his traveling Wild West show that recreated the pioneer days, the Pony Express, Indian battles, and train robberies. Stars included Sitting Bull, Wounded Knee survivors, and sharpshooter Annie Oakley. The exhibition came to Des Moines in 1883.
First, there'd be a sweeping grand entrance to the whole company, and then he would appear in front of them and make this pronouncement, and then the exhibition would begin.
Buffalo Bill didn't like it to be called a show. He called it an exhibition and a congress of rough riders of the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, a congress of the rough riders of the world.
Since he lived so long ago, recordings of Buffalo Bill's voice are rare. The best sound clip was made at the Edison Studio in 1914, a couple years before Cody's death.
It is a great pleasure and privilege to know one of the greatest men that has ever lived.
Cody is praising inventor Thomas Edison.
One who has contributed so much to the knowledge and happiness of the human race.
It's a very cultured voice for a man who was a rugged frontiersman, who was a scout in the Indian Wars, who drove stagecoaches, rode the Pony Express. It's not the voice you would expect from a man that had lived that hard a life before he became an actor.
Well, I look at it and I say, oh, my heavens, I wish that it was, you know, in our digital sound quality of today. To me, it's just a miracle that we actually are hearing somebody that was born the year Iowa became a state.
The music of the Wild West show intensified the spectacle. For a time, Iowa composer Carl King was Buffalo Bill's music director. Dwayne Olson is with the Carl King Band in Fort Dodge.
It's background music, much as you would write for movies or anything else.
The show ended with the melancholy tune, Passing of the Red Man.
The title says it all. It just signifies the end of the West as Buffalo Bill and America had known it. It was the end of an era.
Over his lifetime, it's estimated Buffalo Bill appeared before 60 million people. Despite his success, he died broke. His Iowa birthplace was relocated to the town Buffalo Bill founded in Cody, Wyoming. I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.